Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the main news at 18 hours. We'll take a look at stories making headlines. Operation Young Vote, CSO submit reform proposals on 2026 electoral bill to strengthen Zambia's democracy. May drop ages Zambia to treat health as national security ahead of 2027. Suspected gunman at Washington Preston identified as 31-year-old Californian.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwape. Operation Young Vote and several civil society organizations have submitted a memorandum of the Electoral Process Amendment Bill of 2026 calling for reforms that strengthen Zambia's democratic framework. The organizations, which include FODEP, AVAP, MIWAS, and the Youth Governance Alliance, said the proposed amendments must align with the Constitution and international electoral standards. Organization representative Gesny Arenda notes that credible elections are key to democratic governance, constitutionalism, and national development. According to Mr. Nirenda, the civil society groups have emphasized the need for clarity in electoral laws, warning that ambiguity can lead to disputes, inconsistent application, and reduce public confidence in election outcomes. He says that they have also called for increased transparency and accountability in the electoral process to build a trust among stakeholders. He says that the memorandum further highlights the importance of inclusivity, urging that reform should not create barriers for smaller political parties, women, and young people. The organization says that electoral laws must be practical, clear, and capable of supporting Zambia's evolving electoral systems, including proportional representation. They have since urged the parliament and the relevant authorities to carefully consider their recommendations to ensure the electoral framework remains credible, fair, and responsive to the country's democratic needs.
The proposal in the Electoral Process Amendment Bill of 2026 that the party list for the proportional representation seats should be submitted to the Electoral Commission of Zambia after the election is actually wrong and unacceptable. This is a wrong way of doing or administering the proportional representation electoral system, in the sense that, number one, it undermines transparency and voter choice. When lists are submitted after elections, voters do not know who exactly they are sending to parliament.
Advocates for National Development and Democracy Executive Director Samuel Banda says that Zambians must be given critical business opportunities in the mining sector, including trading in copper, cathodes, and concentrates. In an interview with Millennium Radio, Mr. Banda reported that some large mining companies are awarding businesses that should go to Zambians to foreign entities instead. He adds that when Zambians inquire about available opportunities, they are told that there are none, even though the opportunities exist. Mr. Banda recalled that his organization strongly advocated for government to unlock key strategic mines so that Zambians could benefit from the jobs and businesses. He warns that if the current trend continues, his organization will have no choice but to protest to ensure Zambians access those opportunities.
We are getting reports that some large mining companies are giving business which are supposed to be given to Zambians are being given to foreigners. And when Zambians inquire, they are told that there is no such business opportunities when they are actually there. Now, you may recall, and Zambians may recall, that we are one of the key stakeholders that advocated strongly for government to unlock key strategic mines, and we did that so that Zambians can benefit. Now, if Zambians are not benefiting and these mining firms are not adhering to local content regulations, we have no choice. If this trajectory continues, we have no choice but to protest.
Medicines and Access Platform Executive Director Lioka Lioka says that Zambia must prioritize health as a national security when planning for 2027 and beyond to address financing challenges in the sector. In an interview with Millennium Radio, Mr. Lioka states that the shifting global financing landscape, with fewer donors funding national health programs and increasingly unattainable donor conditions, require the country to develop sustainable local financing mechanisms. He explains that mobilizing local resources must start with building ecosystems within the health sector that provide sustainable and equitable health services to Zambians. The executive director notes that the reliable and recent data on disease burden is critical for informing budgeting and strategic planning, especially as the Ministry of Health National Strategic Plan ends in 2026. He adds that the institutions must collaborate and use existing data from the 2024 Zambia Democratic Health Survey and other national research and to ensure rather balanced planning parameters. Mr. Lioka emphasized that data must be renewed regularly because population patterns, climate change, and disease burden factor continue to evolve.
You realize that, as MEDRAP, we've been talking about re-strategizing, the alignment of programs and institutions within the health sector that need to be linked in order to create this ecosystem for us to be able to vantage and use the resources, local resources, in a more thrift, and economic way, but providing optimal, services to the people of Zambia. For instance, there is need for us to realign how NIMA is providing for health services. That is a strategic institution in the country.
Solar Industry Association of Zambia President Matanda Mwewa says that the industry is moving towards a phase of increased enforcement on the quality of solar equipment entering the country. In an interview with Millennium Radio, Mr. Mwewa explained that the newly announced standards for solar products are being implemented in collaboration with the government, cooperating partners and the private sector to protect end users. He notes that the association will soon meet with the government agencies to discuss mechanisms for ensuring that imported solar equipment meets required standards. The president described this focus on quality assurance as an existing development for the industry and for consumer protection. Mr. Mwewa also raised concerns about solar components becoming obsolete and stressed the need to review policy and regulation to ensure they work for the best going forward. He adds that the country should prepare for the future management of end-of-life solar products, including batteries and other system components that will eventually require disposal or recycling.
Issue obviously is that the standards that were announced concerning some equipment in the solar space, governments and cooperating partners, including the private sector, is moving towards a phase where we'll be seeing a lot of enforcement when it comes to quality of products that are coming to the country. We'll be having a meeting soon with government arms, where we are discussing on how we're going to ensure that we protect the end users, system users, and basically see that the quality of equipment coming into the country is up to standard. So that's one area that's exciting for us.
And now, business news. Business news.
The Zambia Seed Trade Association Chairperson Maxim Bunja has called on for vouchers under the Farmer Input Support Program to be liquidated immediately at the point of transaction when presented to an agro dealer. Mr. Mbuji explains that instant redemption would allow agro dealers to access the value right away instead of waiting through lengthy reconciliation processes. And also, the current system takes no less than 2 weeks to complete, with consumes at time significant business time and resources. Mr. Mbuji says that the delay make a virtual transaction of a 10 kilogram seed bag more expensive than a similar transaction conducted in an open market. He emphasized that extended reconciliation periods increase the cost of doing business for seed companies and agro dealers. Mr. Mbuji added that the situation was even worse under the previous direct input delivery model. Through the voucher system remains the right approach.
When the farmer presents the voucher to an agro dealer, that voucher should turn into liquidity. Immediately it's redeemed so that the agro dealer gets the value. The importance of that is because the current modus operandi allows for at least not less than 2 weeks. Now, it takes another level of reconciliation, and those processes are eating business, a lot of business time. They're eating a lot of business time, making the